Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, people? Welcome to Mad Dash Radio. I'm your host, Alex. Brother Carson is another name. And I'll be hosting Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dash Radio, right now. You're going to be listening to me for a whole hour. We're going to talk about a serious topic. We're going to talk about the power of love. Love is the most essential element in our lives. No one can live without it. We will be talking about this and how it's a driving force behind taking back the community, because it really is. But before we get into that, I want to talk about our weekly schedule, what we got coming up. anybody out there who might be going to the YMCA, the one located on Broadway, you might see it next to near Shiloh Temple in the PYC school. Shouts out to Damian and Leroy, who's out there doing security work out there. You know, the Y people really appreciate them being there, making sure everything is safe, and, you know, the youth out there is okay. They're going to be there all week. You know, so just thanks a lot to the YMCA, and thanks a lot, Damian and Leroy. Hope you guys call in if you are listening. If you are listening for the first time, we are the Minneapolis Mad Dads. Mad Dads is all caps. It's an acronym for Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs, and Social Disorders. And what we do is we stop crime by preventing them in our youth, and we help people get resources that they may need that might lead them on to doing crime. So if someone is trying to get off drugs, we provide rehab for them. You know, if someone is trying to quit drinking, we provide treatment for them, you know, quit doing drugs, quit smoking. We provide all those treatments for them. For those who may be homeless, we help them try to find some, you know, some housing. For those who might be unemployed, we help them with employment, you know. And so we provide all these things for our community. We've been doing it for about over about 10 years now. And we've been a driving force behind, you know, Southside, Northside, Minneapolis, because we really care about our community. So, you know, definitely, you know, if you see us outside, we got the green shirts, Mad Dads, you know, bold on the shirt, right on the front. You know, you might see us, you might walk up to us, talk to us. You know, if you need help, cry out for help. And that's our thing. You know, this whole segment today is about love, and you know, we want to let people know that we truly, truly, truly love you. We truly care about you, and we truly want to help. So we definitely need you to come out and help us, help you. The power of love is a force that only God can create. Many times man tries to duplicate his effectiveness with synthetic and man-made materials, but often fails because it lacks the authenticity of God's word. What is love? This is a question that we all ask ourselves at some point in our lives, and some of us go out and search the answer, you know, let it be on TV. Some people might look somewhere else, you know, people might want to find it in music or whatever. Some, you know, they might find it, but instead of finding the real answer, they might find something superficial. You know, a lot of people think love is when they have a relationship with a significant other. And if that significant other doesn't care about who you are as a person inside, then it's not love. That's more like bondage. That's not. So, but a lot of people don't look for the real answer. They don't look for the real definition of love, and that's in the Word. That's in the Bible. Dan Stewart of the NolanChart.com stated that real love is freedom, and fake love is slavery. And the real answer from the Bible says that, especially up in 1 Corinthians, they speak about what is love and the true definition of love and how it is. You know, so a lot of people like to take this definition. I think it's a really good thing. 1 Corinthians states, love is patient. This is 1 Corinthians 13, actually. If I speak in tongues of men and angels but have not love, I am only sounding like a gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all possession to the poor and surround my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. And then it defines love as love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails, and these three remain faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I can't define that word any better than that, what I just read. I mean, in the word, you can find a true definition of love many, many times over. And one of the most greatest examples of that was Christ and dying for us and our sins. So if you are in a relationship and you have to question yourself if that person truly loves you, then I can imagine that it's probably not real love if you have to question. You know, if it's real, then you would know in your heart that person loves you. And you wouldn't have to question, and everything is all good. Now, that's not saying everything is going to be all perfect, or, you know, everything won't go wrong, or there's no arguments. No, no, real love fights, but they reconcile differences, and that's the secret of a lot of long-lasting marriages, you know. So if you are listening and you like the topic, you want to call in, you want to add your two cents to it, because, you know, even two cents is very valuable to me. I definitely would love to have you call in and, you know, talk it up with me about this topic today. Our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. Again, my name is Brother Carson from the Minneapolis Mad Dads. Now, I want to get into more verses from the Word, from the Bible. 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what is love. Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. You know, that's real. We have complications with that. You know, a lot of times we might say we love someone, but as soon as they cross us or do us wrong, you know, we're quick to hold grudges. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing. You know, it's easy to hold a grudge. It's easy to be angry at someone. You might be angry at somebody at one point, but, you know, at the end, when it's all done, love's supposed to conquer all. Therefore, reconciliation is supposed to come into play after all. Forgiveness comes into play. And that's how you keep a healthy relationship in all your relationships. You have relationships with your parents, with your friends, you know, with teachers, with, you know, just you have relationships, and the key to making those last is to reconcile. It's reconciliation when things hit the fan, you know, those times when it does, when it gets rough, when things start going pretty bad, or when things get kind of ugly. Reconciliation is the key to making those relationships last, because understand, if God was anything like us, you know, we'll be destroyed a long time ago, you know. So we have to understand that it's important that we learn to forgive one another. You know, I know many, many daughters out there, many sons out there who cannot forgive their parents because maybe their parents did something wrong with neglecting them, or you know, some people I've talked to, you know, told me that they've been raped by parents, or they've been abused or whatever, you know, by parents. Even with that being said, forgiveness has to come into play in order for you to live your life to be a better person, or to be the person that you want to be. So, and you know, truth be told, that's just the only thing that we're lacking outside these, you know, walls. You know, in church, you can find love all through that place. You can find hate too, don't get me wrong. But in church, you can find love all through that place. But as soon as we walk out, you might hear some gossip going on, doing the very opposite thing that the Lord wants us to do. Or the church keeps everything in church. And once they walk out, no one outside of the church is heard of the Lord, or someone who needs it, or somebody who needs to talk to somebody who goes to the church, maybe a local church around the neighborhood. They might want to know about it or whatever. you know, we keep all our information or all our you know, our thoughts or our sermons that we heard or all the teachings from Bible studies to ourselves. And we don't take time to love or care about that person who's out there struggling who might want to hear the good word, the good news, you know. Oftentimes it's just what's going on when these kids join gangs. They can't find love in their own home, so they seek for it somewhere else. And all the times what's offered to them is this fake street love, you know, the love that's attached with strings. You know, I love you if you can continue to do this for me. You know, it's always the if between, you know, those words. It's never true love, because true love is unconditional. But conditional love is oftentimes what these kids find on the streets when they join these gangs, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's not like they will know that. They, you know, at least they're experiencing some kind of love. Now, it's sad that someone has to break free from their family who may truly love them but probably didn't have time or who didn't really express the love correctly. It's kind of sad that they have to break off and find some kind of love, some kind of care somewhere else. And the ugly part is that it's false, especially if it's coming from the streets. You know, that's street love. You know, what your parents have for you is going to be real love unless they honestly really hate you. You know, and in some cases, I've met some folks where the parents really hated their child. And if it's in that case, then, you know, Lord willing, that they go to somewhere else for real love. You know. So if you have anything to add to the table, to add to the topic, please give me a call at 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. These are one of those things that I think this is the problem with marriages going on now. Because, you know, I'm only 20, you know, I'm about to be 22 this September, and I've never been married, anything like that. But I can't help but notice that there's in the United States alone, 50%. Of the United States are ending their marriages in divorces. Now, that kind of perplexes me, because I used to think, and this was no, you know, before I studied this, before I researched anything, I used to think that most marriages last. I thought maybe it was a lot more successful marriages than it was ending marriages. And to my founding, I found out that it's actually the total opposite. It's more than half of marriages that's ending in divorces. And that kind of perplexes me, because, you know, I'm thinking maybe it's somebody who gets married that they really, really, really truly love each other and not go anywhere. I mean, our vows are there for a purpose, you know. So we definitely need to understand that we can't just, you know, it's kind of ugly to marry, especially love that other person, you know. But it perplexed me. I researched earlier today. I researched this morning. And I also realized that more people marry during their infatuation stage, which is, scientifically speaking, from a psychologist's point of view. And it doesn't back anything, you know. I don't think they ran brain tests on anyone, but more people are getting married quicker within the first 4 months that they meet the other person. Wow, I mean, you meet somebody, the person might be a wonderful guy or girl, and you married them within the first four. That's the thing. You're in a relationship with someone you hardly know. And then when you really start getting to know that person, you find out that it wasn't really love that attracted you to both. It was probably something else, maybe infatuation, you know, but nothing real. And so these are why those marriages last. It startled me that more than half of these relationships were existing in the United States alone, you know. But it's one of those things where they just don't have that true definition of love. They don't walk and talk in that same mannerism. that love is supposed to be defined. And, you know, they're not marrying because they truly love each other. Sometimes they marry because they truly really like each other and not necessarily maybe love. Or maybe they love each other and not understand reconciliation is a part of that, you know. I always tell people pray for preparation before you can jump in anything like that, you know. And then there's some people who have children and their children is rebelling against them and they can't understand why. They give them all the love that they can possibly give and they don't understand why. Why is my child rebelling against me? Why is my son or why is my daughter talking back to me when all I do is love them? And you know what I mean? And that may be true. But a part of love also means discipline. You know, we have to discipline our children as well. And that's another form of love. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, if you get out of hand, whoop the kid or nothing like that. I mean, if necessary, that is definitely necessary in some cases, in most cases, especially if the child is young. But I'm talking more on the, let's say for older child type thing. You know, let's say your son is about 18 years old. You know, he's talking back to you like he doesn't respect you or anything like that. Whooping him is pretty much out the question. That's kind of, you know, kind of outdated for his age now. But there's some discipline that can be involved in, you know, especially if that child is living under your roof. You can think of many things to discipline that person. But you're showing them love while you're doing it. A lot of times these parents let their kids do anything that they want, you know, in the heat of the moment and allow that person to be destructive. And then that person grows up and say, well, my dad never loved me. My dad never loved me. He never showed me this and never showed me that. Well, they can feel like that because they felt there was a lack of love when there was a lack of discipline, you know. I can tell you how many times I feel love to this day by my parents because I was disciplined many times if I acted out of hand, you know. And, I mean, to this day, I can always be disciplined even when I'm grown, especially talking to my mom, you know, if I'm acting out of hand. But that's not who I am as far as my character goes, you know. But, you know, if you see a child out there, you know, and they're struggling, and they need some kind of attention. You know, if you know that they're going down the wrong path or anything like that, reach out and love that person. You know, because that love that you give to that person would definitely be able to shape that person's character into something a whole lot better. You know, it might change their whole way of thinking, their whole point of view. You know what I mean? It would change the whole aspect of their mind, you know, so they wouldn't have to fall victim to streets. You know what I mean? And that's how powerful love is. It really is. You know, earlier at the beginning of the segment, I mentioned that it's essential, you know, especially for a young person growing up, and especially on the north side of Minneapolis or any other hard streets out there, you know, it's really essential. You know, you cannot be a parent and not have true love for your child. You have to be tough with it, you know what I mean? It's a power. Think of love as a power. It really is a power. Think about it. It can be used for good or it can be used for bad. You can use love, you know, to make it seem like slavery, like I mentioned before, or you can use love and have that person that you're loving on go to be something powerful, something influential, something great. You know what I mean? I used to be going down the wrong path. I didn't have, you know, great influences at one point in my life. But if it wasn't for my parents truly loving me with tough love and with discipline with that, you know, with the real definition of love and tough love, if it wasn't for that, then I probably still would have continued on to that bad path. But I realized that my mom, she loved me, like, she loved me so much that she was able to, you know, without much money at all, move us out of Kankakee, Illinois, and move us here to Minneapolis, Minnesota, so she can give us a better life. That's what real love is. And I'll be a fool to sit here and try to make my mom's life, you know, hell. I refuse to do so. So I vow, because she did that, I vow that everything that I do, I will make her proud, because I want to show her the same kind of love that she showed us, you know, raising three boys. And I know that had to be hard on my mom, you know, but I want to show her the same love that she's shown me. And I know that it's very evident, you know. So, you know, if you're a young guy, if you're a young girl, you're listening to this podcast, to this station, understand that love goes very far. It goes very far. It can carry on to whatever you want to do in your life. You know, so please understand that it's just, it's not superficial. It shouldn't be anything to play with. I know a lot of young brothers like to get involved with young sisters, and they get in these relationships, and they throw that love word around like basketballs, and that's just, that's the thing, man. That can do some serious damage to that person and to yourself, to be honest with you. You know, a lot of times that, you know, they pull that love word, try to get what they want, you know, rather if it's money or sex or anything like that. They use that love word because they know that a young sister might not have heard it too many times, you know, in her family, or, you know, or he knows that that young sister is looking for love. They might be in that age where hormones are just going crazy, and, you know, it's that's when his love is being used as an ugly power, and that's not a real love at that. So, little sisters, please recognize that that's just all game, y'all. Please don't fall for that stuff. And young brothers, if y'all using it, y'all ought to be ashamed. Cut it out. You know, grow some hair in your chest. Be real men. You know, and actually learn how to love first before you get into anything like that. Because that's a dangerous situation you can be. You know, it's that same kind of false love that end up messing around and getting all young black people HIVs and AIDS and all these things, you know. So, but if you have any, oh, we actually got a caller on the line. And caller, this is Mad Dad Radio.
Hey, how you doing? This is VJ Smith with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads. How's it going?
I'm doing great, VJ. How you doing?
Well, you know, I'm doing wonderful. And I know our topic is about love, correct?
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about the power of love and how it has an impact on us, and the things that it does to create change in our community. And I found out some things in my life is that some people use their lives to hate, promote hate, and show hate. But those that I found out that use their life to promote love have been the ones that have had the power to make changes in our community. Because in order for you to make change in the community, you have to be willing to love. Love on our people, love on our community, and love one another. There's
right.
a serious issue in our neighborhoods and communities and all over the world. Even when you talk about, somebody said today, we lost more lives on the streets than we have in Iraq and Iran. And you have to think about that. There's been more black folks killed in gang violence than have been killed fighting for our country.
Right.
And if that's the case, look how much money has been put into fighting for our country. And look at how much money has been taken away from fighting the war against each other. And
right.
if you ask a brother on the north side, why is he shooting at brothers that look like him and act like him and go to the same parks with him and go to the same schools with him, why is he trying to kill them? And he'll tell you, because he's not one of me. He's not in my gang. He's not in my clique. And
right.
so, therefore, I hate him. But
right.
how can you hate your brother when your brother, this is the same brother that we have been fighting for
right.
freedom and justice and equality, and,
right.
and what happened What happened to the love that you should have in your heart and your spirit for your brother? So when I hear organizations say, I don't like Mad Dads, I don't like Urban League, and I don't like,
right.
That's your organization. How much time have you put into those organizations? How much time have you dedicated to see change happen in those organizations? So I don't talk about the organizations I don't like. What I talk about is the ones I do like, and what I try to do is get behind the ones I do like and make something happen. That's the key. It's the same statement when you say so-called leaders. If there's one person that is following that individual and they believe in him, then that makes him their leader. And so who am I to say that you're a so-called leader if somebody calls you their leader? If it ain't nothing but your kids, they call, that's our leader, then he's leading somebody. So, you know, when you start giving labels, to me it sounds like you're hating, because how do you know if you don't, if you, there's nobody following you, you're not a leader.
Right.
If somebody is following you, that makes you a leader. And so the big thing for me is when you talk about love is that we have a tendency to spend way too much time on hatred and hating. And we have to start somewhere, because the people that hate us really the most are the ones that destroy economic positions, are the ones that took the land from us, are the ones that deny us access to quality health care, are the ones that deny us the right for good jobs. They're the same ones that won't allow us to do construction because we have been trained to do it, but we can't get those jobs because those jobs are slighted for others that need that work and need to make that $30 an hour, that $28 an hour. We're forced to work in places like Super America and White Castle and McDonald's because those jobs are the ones that they will hire us in. So hatred is something that you should hate dope. If you want to hate something, hate dope. Hate the drug dealer that is selling us dope, because and try to help him, because he needs to try to find something else to do. What does the scripture say about love? What does the Bible say about love? Because love is something that we extremely are in void of, not only in America but all over the world. Love is something that we have lost our way. We have lost our way when it comes to showing and giving love. And you've got some scriptures over there. Why don't you read some of those for me?
Well, John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that lay down his life for his friends.
That lay down his life for his friends, not his drug dealing friends.
Right.
Not his prostituting friends. Don't lay down your life for something that is not trying to produce life.
Right.
You know, because lay down your life to say, I want you to change. Lay down your life to say, I want you to stop getting high. Lay down your life. And that's what we do every day, to say, you know, I want you to stop doing negative things and start doing positive things. But God doesn't want us to lay down our lives to do it with them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He's saying, you know, if you love them so much, now don't you pick up the pipe. Don't you start getting high. Don't you prostitute your body. Don't you shoot a brother for the sake of a gang so that you get raped. Don't. That's not the kind of love that God wants you to have. What's that number so other people can call in on our show, Alex?
They can call in at 1-347-215-9262. And VJ, I wanted to say this, that because a lot of times when these kids and they join these gangs and stuff, they do it basically out of fear. You know, a lot of times it's that environment and their parents who maybe not showing them the right kind of love, they drive them into that stuff. But see, I realized that if you love somebody in the gang long enough, well, love a youth that might be falling into that gang activity, if you love them, and I mean with the real love long enough, they'll be they will be repulsed by the gang activity, and they'll leave all that activity all at once. Like with the GRIP program, what I do with those kids, I really, honestly, truly, I love every last one of them with my heart, because, number one, I don't want any of them to pass, you know, and get killed or get shot by gang activity or anything. And what I do is I use real love to comfort them and to be with them and to talk with them, because I wanted to drive out that fear that has them. Because 1 John 4:18 says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. You know, so what I want to do is I want to instill that love I have into that person who might be doing the gang activity, and then I want that love that's inside that person drive out that fear they have, and so they can be repulsed by it, leave it, and become a better person. That's the kind of formula I have. You think that's a great formula?
I think it's an excellent formula, and I also believe that if we begin to get more people in our community to do exactly what you're doing, that's a good formula for the home. That's a good formula for the school. It's a good formula for our colleges, and it's a good formula for the streets too. And that formula needs to be put out there, so that our families and our communities can change. And yeah, you know, we've been working on changing our communities and building them stronger, making them stronger since the '60s, before you were born, Alex. We've been working on that, and some people will tell you that we have failed. Some people will tell you that Mad Dads has not been able to decrease the homicides in our community. Some people will tell you that. Some people will tell you that the GRIP program, the teaching young people to be leaders in our community, is not. But I guarantee you that the love that we put into the work we do has created a decrease in a lot of things. Matter of fact, I know for sure that us being involved with individuals that have decided when it was hopeless, that there was no hope, that we gave them hope, I believe that they would have killed many more people had we not been involved in their families, been involved with them in the community, and been involved with them in crisis situations at the scenes of homicides and grief and trauma events when we're helping these individuals. I believe our homicides would have been more than what they are now. And so we, every year, we've had an input on that. And, you know, every year can't be a banner year. Every year can't be a successful year. And so this year we haven't lost, but we do have an increase in the number of people that are dying due to violence and crime and drugs and gangs. And we go back to, nobody can love you the way your mother and your father can. In our communities, in our community, Alex, there is probably thousands and thousands of kids that don't know what you're talking about when you say, like my daddy. Love you like my daddy. No. Love you like my mama. Most people say my mama loves me. My daddy ain't been around. I know him. I've seen him. I was talking to a young man the other day, Alex, that said, I love my daddy, but the only time he comes to get me is when we go downtown and beg for money. And as soon as he's gotten at least $100-something, to get him some drugs and some alcohol, he takes me back home. And the only reason why I continue to go with him when he comes to pick me up is because I love him, and it gives me and him a chance to talk. But I hate him because of what he does when he takes me out in the community. One part of me is glad to stand beside him, but the other part of me is sad because I know that we're telling the people a lie when he says, this money is for me and my baby. This money ain't for me and my baby. This money is for me and this habit that I have. And I may give, he said, I might get a hamburger out of the deal. I might get an order of fries. I might get a Coca-Cola. But that's it. The rest of the money is gone. until he comes to get me again. That's not
wow.
the kind of love that a child needs. That's not the fatherly love that a child needs. When I talk to the young girl that we're working with, and she says that, Alex, my mother offered me so that a guy could get high off of crack cocaine. And I,
wow.
doing what my mother said, I felt like I had to do it because it would make her happy. But it hurt
wow.
me. And I have hatred for my mother because of what she allowed drugs to do to her. And then I was molested because of that. See,
wow.
that we do some things for love that hurt us and make us hate. And
right.
that's why we need our parents, our role models, our mentors
mm-hmm.
to help us out. Because we've got
yeah.
some dysfunctional folks that are having kids and just doing what was done to them.
Right.
It
right.
was done to me, so I'm going to do it to you.
You know, and that's interesting that you brought that up because, you know, it's a lot of that stuff going on, you know. Like, you know, for my home, you know, I mentioned many times before that my dad, you know, who's really, he's my stepfather, but I call him my dad because he's always been the one there for me. Even though I can't say that he was there 100%, but he was definitely there when I needed him, you know what I mean? But he wasn't, you know, we're not perfect at all. He certainly wasn't a perfect father. And he's, you know, to this day, you know, me and him may not get along as well as we might need to. But it's to the point where I know I love him and I know he loves me. And, you know, what makes me thrive off that is because there was a lot of spaces that my father was lacking in. You know, he lacked in a lot of things. He lacked in showing emotion. He lacked in, you know, how to talk to us when he was, you know, how just to talk to us, period. He lacked in a lot of things as a father, as a man, period. You know, he lacked a lot of things in how to be a man because of what he grew up in. But I take that, and I vow that I say that I will be the best father I can be to my kids whenever I have children. And I'll be the best husband to my wife whenever I have a wife, because I know what kind of household I grew up in, and I know what kind of love that pushes me. And you know, it might not have been, you know, a squeaky clean kind of love from my father, but it was love, and it was love that I knew he would never hurt me. It was love that I knew he would always protect me, and that's what I want to take from what I learned from my father. And I'm going to take that, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to teach that to my sons or to my daughters. You know what I mean? And I
Absolutely.
Think I definitely want to take those lessons and those type of lessons and that love and all that stuff. I want to take it and I want to use it in my GRIP program and the youth program. And I want those young brothers to say, you know what? I want to be the best, you know, person I can be, so that when I do find the real love, I can recognize it, and I can stay in it, and I can adore it and cherish it and keep it for the rest of my life so that I can pass this on to my children. And that's when we start rebuilding our generations, because sooner or later the old generation of hatred is going to die out, especially if the youth can continue on the real love legacy.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got to continue on the legacy. We have to continue on working and learning how to change the way people think. When you watch our kids nowadays and they walk around with frowns on their faces, a lot of them aren't necessarily unhappy or angry at all, but it's just that they found out it's a good deterrent to keep negative spirits off of you, because nobody
right.
wants to talk to an angry person, but angry people love to make somebody happy mad. So
right.
if you're already mad, then they don't want to mess with you because you're already mad. You might as well look mad and stay mad all the time. I hate
right.
that, because it gives our kids a permanent look. And then when they get around positive folks, they still look angry. And you say, why you
right.
look like that? No, I'm fine. No, you're not fine. You look angry. And because you look angry, you know, we need to help you try to figure out how to look happy again. There's got to be some joy in what you do in life and joy in the way you, but because of gangs, because of violence in our community, people now feel like they have to be, have a deterrent. If I ain't got a gun, if I ain't got a knife, I might as well look angry though. That will deter anybody from dealing with me. So, but love is one of the greatest things that we, you know, that we can have. And, you know, a lot of people use love and they lie about it. You know, they say, oh, no, I love you. No, you don't. You know you don't. Right. You're saying that because you know that's the word I want to hear.
Right.
You're saying that because you know that's what I desire. You're saying that because, you know, it's a clever word and it can be tricky. But love is something that depending on, you know, who that person is, it comes in different degrees. And Mad Dads tries our best to use love as this kind of a tool. We use it as this kind of a tool, Alex. We use it as a tool to bring joy to a person's life. We use it as a tool to help them calm down and see what God can really do for them. If you think about our staff meeting on Mondays, so many people get breakthrough, and that's because a lot of people have staff meetings, but we have a staff. It's more than a meeting. I believe that it's a session, it's more than a session. So in some ways, it's a revival, you know.
I agree.
And sometimes even more than a revival, it's a movement. And just to say we all come together on a Monday morning, it's bigger than that. We all come together ready to dump the mess we've got and pick up the bless we get. Dump the mess, pick up the bless. Because we hold on to so much stuff during the week and during the weekend that we need one day to start all over again and beginning to see the blessings that come our way. Love is a powerful tool. We use it all the time. To our listeners out there, I hope that you will begin to use love as a tool and not hate, because hate is destroying our community. Hate is destroying our families. You know, and hate is just doing so much that the devil is so busy now. And some people have believed that the devil's actually won. I know right now we're celebrating the Pentecostal of the World Assembly. Is here in town in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're down at the convention center. They'll be down there every night this week. And they're going to be doing one thing for sure, and that's promoting love. I had a chance to go down there. I was driving some of the bishops around as a chauffeur on Sunday, and the convention center is set up as a love station. They baptized 3 people down there on Sunday night, and they're keeping records and they're keeping count of how many people get baptized every night. And every night somebody is getting baptized. Alex, we need to go down there and experience that and watch this service and be a part of that, because it is an awesome thing. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. Just to be amongst all those people and be a part of that is really, really a beautiful thing. And so,
and DJ, can you tell them where can they find that place again, please?
Yeah, it's the Minneapolis Convention Center, downtown Minneapolis. Just you can go on the internet, Pentecost of the World, PAW, annual convention. It's usually held all of the places. The first time that the convention has been held right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. All the Pentecost Assemblies of the World will be right here. All the bishops, all the ministers from all over, even as far as Australia. And so they're all here. So you can meet them from all over the world. And so it's a great time this week, this whole week, to come down and experience it. I plan to go down tomorrow and experience it myself. But all week long you can go down and experience a lot of love. What we're talking about, what's so important is that love, and you can experience it down there. If people want to be a part of what we do and the love that we show, we want to invite you to come to our support group, which is every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. At 3041 4th Avenue South. Bring your kids. We've got daycare, and it's a great opportunity for you to be impacted by what we do in the community. It's a great opportunity for you to share your successes and some of your failures with us. it is absolutely a wonderful opportunity for you to bring your young, bring your middle age, bring your seniors, anybody that just needs support. That's what we do. We give support. So anybody that needs support, that's what we're about, is getting support for our people.
Because I tell you, folks, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, if you don't believe it, understand that love truly does conquer all. And I got an example, a story, VJ. I can remember, this is kind of like almost any time I'm out, but, you know, oftentimes I can talk to someone, you know, I have my own business, so a lot of times I try to, talk to people, see if they have needs, and if I can, you know, be a service to them on my website and if they can find whatever product. And so when I talk to people who might look mean, like you mentioned before, they got that kind of mean face, you know what I mean, to kind of keep especially sisters, they want to keep them brothers off of them, and they got that mean face. But I've noticed when I approach and I talk to them, and I'm truly, and I'm greeting them with love and being real and smiling, you know, when I'm actually smiling and, you know, saying hi, my name's Alex, and actually being genuine, you know, I've noticed a lot of times they will light up. You know, the sisters, they will light up real quick, like, wow, this person is peculiar, you know. They don't run into that too often. And they'll light up, and they're very easy to talk to, you know. It drives off, you know, I mentioned that it drives off that fear. I noticed that people can be very with ease with me, very easily, you know. And because I talk to them with love, I treat them with love, and that fear kind of disappears. You know, even if they're shy, I've noticed shy people have no problem talking to me. It drives off that fear. So I just want to let people know that if you are not too well with other folks and just talking to random strangers, honestly, really try love. You know, try love, talk to someone, and I guarantee you'll get a whole different response to them.
You sure will. You'll get a big response. And once again, if you're a father and are a parent and you want to be a better parent, you are welcome to come to our Thursday night parenting group. We're trying to change the lives of 200 fathers or 200 parents, and we want you to be a part of that. And we meet at the same address, 3041 4th Avenue South, and that's every Thursday from 5 to 7. Daycare and a meal is included, so we want you there. We want you to be a part of that, and we're looking forward to seeing you there. And our support group is on Tuesday again, Tuesday from 5 to 7. But we show you love. The theme is love, and we show them love. And that's every Tuesday from 5 to 7 with meal and a daycare provided. And then the GRIT program, Alex, meets every...
We meet every other Friday a month, so we meet up at least twice a month. But we're going to be meeting on Friday the 13th, this coming Friday, at 2 o'clock. We're going to be at the YMCA on Broadway, the one nearest to Shiloh Temple and PYC. So be there if you have kids between the ages of 8 to 18 and they want to learn leadership or how to love, rather, or if they want to know how to be entrepreneurs and get back to our community or responsibility, all that good stuff, then come to the Get Real Youth Project, GRYP, also known as the GRIP program. So if you want to join that, definitely come see me this Friday, 2 o'clock, YMCA on Broadway. This is on Northside, Minneapolis.
And you know, Alex, I just want to share with everybody that Alex is the miracle kid. We call him the Mad Dad Miracle Kid. He has came through some astronomical trials and tribulations to get where he's at today. And I'm really proud of you, Alex, and I want to thank you for allowing us to use you and God to use you to support young people and do the work that you're doing. I know you've learned a lot from us. We've learned a lot from you, too. And I want to thank you, man, because of the love that we've been able to give you and the love that you've given back to us. Even though you broke our doorbell, we still love you. We love you, man, and We're trying to get our doorbell fixed, and hopefully we can get our doorbell fixed again. But that's all right. You know, things happen, man, and you can't really hold it against people. That's just stuff happens. We won't talk about how our doorbell got broke, but we do know. Yeah, accidents happen. You know, they happen. But here's the thing. I do want to talk about the bigger thing. The bigger thing is that God placed you around us, and you know, right now we need people to support our ministry. Mad Dads is a ministry that is looking for your support. So if you can make a contribution to us, please do. If you'd like to know more information about how you can support Mad Dads, call 612-822-0802. That's 612-822-0802. And tell them, I want to make a contribution. I want to support Mad Dads. I want to make a donation. I want to help them. So you do that, and then you will help me keep people like Alex. In order for me to have young people like Alex to help me out, they need to be compensated for the work they do. And I need your help to help me keep people like him around. Alex, I'm gonna just tell you, and everybody else, thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Next time, please call us in, get our number. Be a part of it every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to let Alex close us out and take it from here, Alex. It looks like you got a few more minutes to go. I'll let you take it from here. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, VJ. Thank you. That was VJ Smith, president and founder of Minneapolis Mad Dad. You know, he mentioned earlier that I was a miracle child. I want to bring that story up some other time. A lot of folks are like, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I'll bring it up another topic, I promise. But to get back on the subject, 1 Peter 4:8 in the Bible mentions that above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. And how true is that? Because when Christ died on the cross for us, that love covered us and gave us a chance at salvation. You know, that's the kind of love we should have, a mini version of that in our hearts as we walk and talk and breathe this air and meet new people out on the streets. We want to show and we want to expose that kind of love to anyone and everyone that we meet, even if it was someone who may not like you too much. You know, show them that love, that compassion for them. Because it will be beneficial for their lives. You know, they might come back around in your life to say, hey, I remember that day when you gave me the word of wisdom, or when you showed me this so much love. I appreciate it. Since then, I've been doing this, blank, 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 blank. I know VJ has a whole list of stories when he, you know, might have seen somebody who might have been strung out on drugs or something, and VJ might have asked them a question, you know, and they would cuss at them or something. But VJ would tell them, you know, well, I love you, and you know, he'd tell them that, well, I love you, and mean it. And then years later, that person would come back around and say, hey, VJ, remember me? I was the guy that cussed you out and did all this stuff, and I just want to say I'm truly sorry, and I've been doing better, you know, since then. That's actually happened. You know, it happened. You know, VJ can tell you that story, you know, on some other time, but that actually happened. So where that person came back years later and apologized for how he treated, and obviously VJ forgave them. And you know, stories like that exist, y'all, because real love really, truly, definitely conquers all. Even if it takes years to come back around, it does, in fact, come around, though. So, you know, if you out there and you got problems telling somebody you love them, practice it. Practice it, you know, space alone. Practice it with God. You know, be by yourself and say that you love somebody, you know, over and over again. We have a caller on the line. Caller, who's this? This is Mad Dad's Radio.
This is Pedro.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. What's going on, Alex?
Man, everything is great, man. Our topic is the power of love. We got 5 minutes remaining, Pedro. That's right. Pedro, I just want you to tell the people how powerful love is in your life and how you've benefited since someone showed you that true love.
Oh, man, since I've been showed that I'm loved, man, it's been a blessing, you know, because before Mad Dad's, first of all, I never knew that I was loved really like that, you know. Before VJ came in my life and John Turner's here, I didn't know what love really meant, you know. I never knew, you know,
right,
how to love really. So, you know, they showed me a new, different direction, you know, how to love people, how to love my kids, how to love
right.
my wife. I'm still learning, you know, taking marriage counseling, you know, and, you know, so I'm learning a new ballpark, so.
Right, right.
You know, I really, you know, Vijay is a dad figure to me, and John is my mentor, you know, and a big brother to me, you know, when Vijay's not around, that's my go-to guy to go to, you know.
Definitely.
Because, you know, they have shown me really what love is.
Exactly.
Another man, you know, that it's not,
right.
it's not a shame, you know, to tell another grown up man, hey man, I love you, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And see, that's the problem with a lot of us, you know, a lot, especially with the teens or whatever, you know, it's like we're ashamed to say that, and there's nothing wrong with that. We got 3 minutes remaining, Pedro. You know, so I definitely want to close this out in prayer. Would you pray, pray out for us, please?
Sure. Well, dear Heavenly Father, man, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, you know, for allowing, you know, Alex and Sharika to host this radio show, and Laura, and for the listeners that were listening today, that they got something out of this Blog Talk radio show, Lord, and you know that they log in to us to Mad Dads next week, and you know that you know they're able to get something out of it, Lord. And if they see any Mad Dads out there, you know, during the week, you know, that they just reach out to us and we'll show them what love is about. You know what I mean? Because we're not ashamed to show love today, Lord, or you know, and then and for them not to be ashamed to tell somebody else that, you know, that they love them today, Lord. I just pray in your name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pedro, I definitely want to thank you, man, and just tell you I love you and your kids and Tammy and all of them. Keep doing what you do. Being one of the, you know, being one of the head Mad Dads out there on the outreach unit, you know, we definitely appreciate you being here. Thank you for calling in when the rest of those knuckleheads didn't. But it's all good. I love them too. But, yeah, I'll see you around, Pedro. You have a great one.
Well, you too, man, Alex. I love you too, man. All right.
All right. Peace. So, that's my cue. We got a few seconds left. I want to thank you all for listening, and I definitely would like to say come back next Tuesday, 1 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/maddads. I'm your host, Brother Carson, and it's been a great day for me, and I hope it's been a great day for you. And I love you.